Happy Friday. I'm Farm Director Justin Roberts. You know, if you think about it, technology has brought us a long ways. We went from the dream of self-driving cars to them actually starting to become a reality. And private planes, well, have those in the form of drones. And one Eastern Iowa business, our focal point for our Friday Farm feature, is taking the technology of drones and putting it into real-life use out on the farm. We introduce you to Jordan Kuntz and Biosphere Drone Solutions.
Yeah, we started with the T30 drone. It's been a new evolution for farmers to use to kind of get away from ground rigs and just get better coverage than an airplane or a helicopter on crop fields or fungicide. There's a lot of other uses that we've found for it as far as guys doing habitat management, but that's been the biggest moneymaker for farmers is doing fungicide with it.
What's the big difference, Jordan, between hiring somebody with a plane and making sure the conditions are fit compared to calling you guys and having you do it all?
As far as having your own drone to do it is you don't have to worry about timing. I know guys get worried about airplanes and helicopters being out there at the right time to actually spray. And what we've heard is custom applicators run all day long. And when you hit a certain temperature during the hot summer days, the crops actually don't absorb that chemical anymore that you're spraying the fungicide. They don't absorb it. So this would allow you to kind of take control of what you're applying and when you apply it. And then as well as airplanes and helicopters have a hard time getting into the corners of your fields. They have to live it for power lines or tree lines. They have to lift up and you miss a good chunk of your field. And so this would allow better accuracy. And then you have a lot better controlled downforce from your props that drive that chemical or that liquid into the crops at a lower altitude.
Tell me a little bit about the timeline. Let's say a farmer says, all right, I know I need herbicide out there or I need to do something like this. From the need to the actual getting it done in the field, how long does that process usually take? From thinking about it to calling you guys to getting the drone to making it all happen.
Yeah, so we're working on having inventory available all the time. And as you know, as we go, next year we're building a shop outside of Dyersville. So when we have better space and we can store more inventory, it'll be easier for guys to get those drones. But as we go now, I mean, you're looking at probably 2 months to get the drone into your farm. And then if you want to get it a license going for the FAA license, that takes about 5 to 8 months is what we've seen. And so we were starting them this winter for guys that want to spray next year. And from there, it's whatever chemical you want to go spray, you know, as long as you got it on your farm, you can mix it up and get it out to the field and start spraying.
How much or how much area can a drone take up before it has to come back? Kind of what's that process like? They go up, they have a tank attached, or what's it look like?
Yeah, so each T30 has its own tank that you just fill up that's on the drone. And so essentially, whatever application rate that you want to apply, whether it's 2 or 3 gallons per acre, which is what fungicide usually is, you can put it at that rate, and then the tank holds 8 gallons. And so, you know, as far as you want to go with that 8 gallons, you can go. But we usually swap batteries every time you refill just to keep the drone in operation and the batteries cool.
How high does this thing get off the ground when you're spraying stuff? Because we're used to seeing planes and helicopters, you know, 1,000 foot up or so. How about these things?
These are pretty low. What we've found in testing is 7.5 feet above the canopy of the crop is the best. And the radar on the drone is actually what monitors the canopy of the crop, and it'll actually stay that height above the canopy the entire time for elevation change.
Now, Jordan, tell me, how did you get to, hey, we could sell drones. We could have farmers do this on in their own fields without having to get a plane. How did that all come about?
I'd seen a lot of it on, you know, Facebook and just online in the past couple of years of how they've evolved, and I've kind of been watching it as I've done GPS and auto guidance for the past 4 years for different dealerships, and just learning that knowledge and knowing the technology on that side, a lot of it carries through into the drones, and I really like the new technology and how up-to-date it is, you know, and it's just a great new way for farmers to save money and use technology in their operation.
You've got farmers that are still running, you know, John Deere, you know, 4440s. You got farmers that are still driving 1086s. Pieces of equipment that were built in the 70s and 80s that are still running. What's the lifespan of one of these things?
Really?
As long as you don't crash it.
As long as, yeah, I mean, just like any other piece of equipment, because that's a common question we get. We can fix and repair those drones for every single piece. It's not terribly expensive to fix either. So even down to rebuilding the pumps inside of the drone itself, I mean, it's just like a sprayer. So as much money as you want to put into parts, I would figure within the next 3 years, there's going to be a new drone that you're going to want to upgrade to anyways. You know, and so at that point, if you don't want to put any parts into maintenance on it and you just want to upgrade, you could.
So what are some of the conversations like when you talk to farmers, say, hey, we've got this technology. What are they asking you about? What are their concerns? What are their big questions?
Their biggest questions are the tank size and how much they can get done in an hour. You know, they want to have it so it's comparable to a ground sprayer and see if they can get to that point of application rate. But really, when we're looking at a drone and an aerial rate, just like an airplane or helicopter, you're at a lot less rate. So we're still able to cover a lot more acres an hour than, you know, you would assume. And so guys get concerned about how much they can actually do in a day with these drones and if it's worth the money. But everybody that we've worked with has seen that it's definitely worth the money.
Tell me a little bit about the financial side of it then. I mean, I know every situation is a bit different, but kind of give me some ballpark rough ideas of what a program looks like, what a setup looks like, stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're looking, depending on how many batteries you really want to go with the drone, we've really expanded into research trying to figure out, depending on what region you are in the state or even out of state in the U.S., what the temperature range is going to be when you're spraying, and that depends on your batteries. We want to keep batteries cool. We want to keep the drone cool. Just for maintenance reasons, it's a lot easier on the drone. And so we've been to 4 batteries with each T30 here in the area. And with 4 batteries and everything you need to run on the drone side, you're looking about $30,500 is what we kind of have as a package. Outside of that, you're looking at getting a generator. Some guys really like to get an enclosed trailer just to protect it and to carry it around. So enclosed trailers are good. You can hold everything in there. So a generator and enclosed trailer, and you're looking at a tank to store all your chemical or water in. And then if you want an inductor to mix everything in, you can do that as well.
I guess the most important question then is, how do farmers get a hold of you? They want to start this process. They want to take that control into their own hands.
Yeah, they can either give me a call, 515-230-7565, or they can send me an email at jordankuntz@biospheredrones.com.
And again, you're going to see pictures of these things, because I know a lot of you out there listening are thinking like the little handheld drones. This ain't one of those handheld drones, is it, Jordan?
No, not at all. It's a very large drone, and that's guys get a little worried if they can handle that kind of drone. But as I do training with them before they have it, and we can do demos for you as well, we can show you how easy it is to actually operate.
Because you literally just hit like a button or two, and it kind of does its thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it actually does have a 360 radar on it, so it does monitor things around it. And if something does come up, it will stop itself before it hits it.
Jordan, thank you for your time, and I wish you guys all the best of luck. I know this is, when we were talking about this, like how fascinating you can take a drone and do your own farm work now. And again, Biosphere Drone Solutions, do you guys have a website where you can see anything or a Facebook page?
We have both Facebook and a website as well, and Instagram. And so we've got videos both on Instagram and Facebook. We've got videos on our webpage as well, and we've got way more information on the licensing and the drone itself for specs on our website.
There you go. Jordan, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
There you go. Another farm feature talking about drones right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.